I played around a little bit with that newness symbol yesterday. I did a few things. I'm just showing this one. I couldn't really do the black and white dots because, and I couldn't position this properly, so I kind of shifted it, and in order to get the dots to show on both light and dark, I just kind of used the magic thread this time. And it's good, you know, like when you want to try to do something, you don't have to make a plan and make it come out exactly where you started, but the idea is that you use it and integrate it into what you're doing. You kind of figure it out, you know. And it looks good. It kind of radiates outward. It still has the nine. It's a little bit more subtle. And yeah, I did some more stitching, and I added these little silk kind of parts of silk flower from an old silk scarf. You know, I like to split things. I put one side, I cut it down the middle and put it on both sides of the figure. But it looks a little bit, like mushrooms or something. I think maybe I was thinking about Grace's post from a couple of days ago. And, well, this one is, this one's nice. I think it might be close to where I'm going to stop. I don't want to clutter it up too much. It's got the fringe for continuing, and it's got the expanded vision. It's got the branching out and the reaching. And it does have a sense of newness, and that's really what I wanted. Because when I started this, I was kind of feeling stuck, I guess you could say. And somehow you can always look to the trees and start to feel better, I guess.